Welcome to this deep dive. So you've shared some really interesting material with us looking at social media and how it's used to promote personal safety products.
That's right.
And our goal today really is to kind of get into the nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
Understand how this all works.
Yeah.
How social media makes people aware of these products and maybe even encourages them to, you know, use them.
Exactly. We're aiming to go a bit deeper than just saying, oh, social media exists. We want to look at the specific tactics, the actual ways it's being used to, well, shape how we think about and deal with personal safety.
Okay, got it. So when we talk about these companies, the ones making personal safety stuff using social media, what does that actually look like day to day? What are they doing on there?
Well, from the material you sent over, a couple of things really jump out. First, targeted advertising. That seems pretty clear.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, if a company has a product for, say, people who run alone, they can use all that platform data to zero in on just those people, right?
Yeah.
And the other big one, it seems, is influencers. Using people who already have an audience online to show off the products, talk about them.
Oh, yeah. Influencers. That makes total sense, especially for actually showing how something works, like in a real situation, not just a description.
Exactly.
But what is it about social media itself? Why is it so, I guess, effective for these kinds of products?
Yeah.
More so than maybe sticking an ad in a magazine or on TV.
Well, what's really interesting, I think, is how direct it is. You get a direct line to the people who might actually use this stuff. And crucially, you can show them, not just tell them.
Show, not tell.
Right.
Think about like a self-defense keychain or something.
Yeah.
A print ad. It can list features. But a short video clip, maybe on TikTok or Instagram, showing how easy it is to actually use it, maybe in a, you know, simulated situation.
Ah, yeah. Much more convincing.
Way more impactful, right? That visual aspect really helps people understand it. And it can, like, deal with skepticism much faster. Plus, you know, social media is interactive. Companies can answer questions directly in the comments.
Right. That direct engagement. Okay, so it's the visual demonstration, the showing, and that direct connection. How does seeing this stuff all the time on our feeds then change how we think about our own safety? Or what products are even out there?
Yeah, it's a good question. If you think about how much time we spend scrolling, social media can definitely maybe subtly shift our awareness.
Mm.
Like, you might not be actively worrying about safety day to day, but if you keep seeing products designed for it, it just brings the whole topic more to the front of your mind, you know?
It
can introduce you to solutions you literally didn't know existed. And yeah, it could potentially shape how you see risks and what you think you can do about them.
The material you shared hinted at some interesting angles here. We don't have, like, specific viral campaign names, but what kinds of social media content do you think really land well for these personal safety products?
Given that visual show-don't-tell thing and how communities form online, I'd say short videos that feel authentic, you know, demonstrating how easy something is to use.
Like user videos.
Exactly. User-generated content could be huge here. People sharing their own experiences with a product. That kind of, like, peer recommendation is incredibly powerful.
Yeah, much more trustworthy than a slick ad sometimes.
Totally. And maybe things like visually appealing infographics or short animations that give safety tips and show how a product fits in. Stuff that's easy to share and digest.
Makes sense. Now, thinking about these companies promoting safety stuff on platforms built for, well, social connection.
Hmm.
Are there any specific, maybe tricky bits or challenges they run into?
That's a really key point. One thing is definitely walking that fine line between raising awareness, which is good, and maybe unintentionally or not, playing on people's fear.
Like becoming fear-mongering instead of empowering.
Exactly. The messaging really needs to feel empowering. Like, here's a solution, not just be afraid. And also making sure any demonstrations are realistic. You know, not overselling what a product can do. That's vital for keeping people's trust.
Okay, really important considerations. So let's try and wrap this deep dive up. What are the main things we should probably take away about social media's role here in the personal safety product world?
I think the core idea is that social media has become, well, a really central place for both raising awareness and actually showing these safety solutions. It uses its visual nature and that direct user connection really effectively.
Mm-hmm.
So it offers big opportunities for, you know, education and getting people to use helpful tools. But it also means companies need to be really thoughtful about how they talk about things, be responsible communicators.
Interesting stuff. So final thought then, maybe for you listening. When you're scrolling through your feeds and you see these kinds of products pop up, how does understanding all this change how you view that information? How might it be influencing your own thinking about safety in this digital age. Definitely something to chew on. Thanks for exploring this with us today.